just have a comment, if that's okay. Thank you. Back when I was working in an advertising agency, I was called to jury duty. And my boss said, Jill, we can't have you gone. So we are sending a letter. And actually, I was excited about serving. I think I was really looking forward to it. And he said, you can't be gone. We're going to need you here. And he wrote, you know, I'm invaluable, right? I'm indispensable. So he wrote a letter, and I was not required to go to jury duty. And I'm thinking, you know, I can't be replaced there. Are you kidding me? And yet we're telling a mother who is nursing her baby that you know what, whether you choose to nurse for 6 months or a year or 2 years or 5 years, that is of less import than me staying at my office. I just think that this is, talk about a sacred bond between a mother and a child, and a great gift that a mother gives to her child in terms of good health and nutrition for the life of the child. I can't believe that we're thinking about trying to put what I would call some kind of arbitrary limits on this. You know, you said after 6 months, only 37% of the moms who nurse are still nursing, or of moms who give birth who are still nursing, or?
Of the moms who are breastfeeding, only 39% are still breastfeeding at 6 months.
And what percentage of women tend to breastfeed? Do we know the answer to?
77% initiate breastfeeding.
Okay. So, you know, this goes down significantly as time goes on. And I think that, you know, I don't know if we have any information from other states or research that says, my gosh, we can't fill a good jury pool because we have moms staying home to nurse their children. I would be shocked if that was the rationale behind people who say we can't put this bill forward. There are certain times where I think we have to give deference to this relationship, this family, this mother-child relationship, this experience that is more than just an experience. It's you know, actually providing healthy outcomes for babies and young children. And so I think we have to really think carefully before we start saying, let's limit this, because the negative effect on the child and or the mother, as was pointed out earlier, I think is far greater than the positive effect it would have if we forced a woman into jury duty when she was a nursing mom. So that's all I want to say. Thank you, Mr. Chair.